In Daniel 7, Daniel paints a picture for us of a divinely inspired vision he had. And in that vision, he saw what he describes as the Ancient of Days, God the Father sitting on his throne, surrounded by thousands upon thousands of angels worshiping him. And in that scene, there are some books that were open. But there's also this beast creature, a mocker and a hater of God, who is railing against God. And then, all of a sudden, that beast was killed and destroyed, and all of his little minions were stripped of their authority and dominion. And then, in dramatic fashion, riding in on the clouds, indicating his supremacy, one like a son of man came in and was presented to the Ancient of Days. And the Ancient of Days, God the Father, gave to him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him, and that his dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. When we get to the Gospel of John, the phrase that's used to describe Jesus is Son of Man. In fact, Jesus calls himself that several times. So Jesus is saying that he is that Son of Man that the Ancient of Days hands dominion and authority to. But wait, there's more. The Daniel text doesn't really tell us why dominion is handed to Jesus, but another passage does. If you turn to the end of the Bible, to Revelation chapter 5, you see a dramatic display of this same vision. The same scene. Two people, Daniel and the Apostle John, separated by hundreds and hundreds of years, have a very similar vision. I believe these two visions are witnessing the same event, just from two different perspectives. Daniel is more general in some places, and John's is very specific. So watch this. John sees God the Father on the throne, and he has a book or scroll in his hand, and no one is found worthy to open the scroll. And what's on the scroll is the destiny of the world. It's the plan of redemption and judgment. But who's able to accomplish these things? No one was found worthy, and because of that, John begins to weep. Unless someone could come along and execute the plan of God, then all would be lost. And then, all of a sudden, an angel grabs his shoulder and tells him, "You can stop crying because someone has just walked through the doors of heaven." And John sees the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But then John describes him as a lamb that is standing as though it had been slain. The seven horns on this lamb represent complete and total power. The seven eyes depict complete and perfect knowledge. And this one goes and takes the scroll. And everyone in heaven falls on their faces and they sing, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and open its seals, for you were slain. And by your blood you ransomed people from God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom of priests to our God." Do you see what's happening here? Why can Jesus say that he is the Son of Man? Why can he say that he has the authority to judge? Because he knew that he would be that slain Lamb of God. Authority is granted to him because he died on the cross and rose again from the grave. Christ has the ability and the right to judge because by his death and resurrection, he purchased life for the believer. He is the Son of Man. So believer, your eternity is secured within the hands of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He has authority. And Jesus says, "I give them eternal life and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand." When this reality is truly understood, it doesn't create a license to sin, but rather it creates a life of boldness for the kingdom of God. The risen Lamb of God has taken the books, and he is worthy to bring about what God has planned. And you, believer, are safe within his hand. This security is not meant to make us feel cozy or comfortable, but rather courageous and confident. Nothing can come to you that hasn't been sifted through the hand of God, and nothing can happen to you to keep Jesus Christ from mediating on your behalf. So live boldly upon the Word of God. As you pray today, please remember Todd Cox and his family who are living boldly upon the Word of God, our missionaries in Georgia. Also, remember the Arabic LifeWord broadcast heard in Australia, Canada, in the United States, and all across the Middle East.